And we are back here on the Riverview Health post-game show, and we have got the head coach of the Red Lake County Rebels, Coach Steve Fillion, with us. And Coach, this was a fantastic game for a lot of different reasons. Not only did you score 97 points, you announced a lot of accolades, a couple records were broken, and it was just an overall fantastic night. Why don't we start with Connor Duden and what he accomplished tonight?
Yeah, Connor, he's been playing varsity since 7th grade, a little bit 7th, and then started in 8th grade, so... You know, he's put a lot of time in the gym, and his mother makes him and drives him all around the country playing basketball. So it's good for him. He's earned it. Tonight he broke our Red Lake County Rebels scoring record that was held by Drake Engelstad, who graduated in 2016. And so Connor broke that tonight. And then also he surpassed his mother, who had the career scoring record from the Plummer Cardinals back in the day for 1,796 points she scored. So couple big milestones for Connor tonight.
That is awesome. So congratulations to him. And Owen Shervestad made some headlines as well.
Yeah, Owen has been selected to play in the Minnesota Basketball Coaches Association All-Star Game on March 29th down in the cities. So that was good for him. And today he also committed to play basketball at the University of Minnesota Crookston. So good for him. He really works hard. He deserves everything he gets.
Congratulations to him, and congratulations to all the seniors. They said their final regular season game on their home floor, and tell you what, they came out playing well today. 62 points in the first half, one of the highest first half point totals you've had all year. What can you say about your team's performance, especially on the offensive end?
Yeah, they came out hitting shots tonight and playing hard, and we got beaten last game by Kitson. They all played us that game, but tonight the kids, they thought, let's get back on track here and play hard and do the best we can, and sure enough they come up with 60 points the first half. That's amazing.
Was that a number that even surprised you a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we had guys hitting shots all over the place tonight, so that was fun.
Yeah, in total ended up with 11 different players recording points in this game, and over 20 different three-point shots that went down. So threes all over the place, transition buckets. It just seemed like everything was clicking.
Yeah, it was, and our defense was pretty good tonight, too, and also congratulations goes out to Joe Cornier. He's only a sophomore. He scored his 1,000th point tonight, and, his dad's the coach there, and the kid can, all out hit shots out there. He had a good night, too, so it was a fun night for everybody, hopefully.
We're winding down. This is the final week of the regular season, so now we're getting ready to move into tournament time. How do you feel your team stands getting ready for the postseason, especially after a performance like this?
Well, hopefully we can keep shooting the way we have. I mean, most games we've shot over for the season, all of our guys, almost every one of them shooting over 50%. And if we keep doing that and playing aggressive defense, I think, we got a chance to be in every game.
That is awesome, Coach. Any other notes from the game that you want to throw out there?
No, I think we're good. Time to go to bed.
Yeah, you betcha. Let's get a good night's rest. Coach, I very much appreciate your time. Congratulations on the big win.
You bet. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
You betcha.